catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code 2021 for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 75 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code 2021 for a 50 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code 2020.
It will be Russell's ball to start this second half. The two teams switching sides. Cyclones now moving right to left for this second half as they lead now to 28-21. May into the front court for Russellville. Dribbling up the top. Now drills toward the free throw line. She kicks out to Sims on the left wing. Down to Allen just outside the paint. Over to May on the right side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. McGee gets and grabs the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. We are 24 seconds into the second half. It's a seven-point Cyclone advantage. Ball goes to Tabor at the right elbow. Now up top to Jones. Jones is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! And Jones with 15 points on the night. Down to a four-point margin, 28-24. Russellville up, 7:18 left in the third quarter. Here's May with it. Throws it over on the left side to Allen. Down to Carter in the corner. He's going to try it for the three-pointer. No good. And this time the rebound comes to Luke Proctor. Back comes Mountain Home with a chance to make it a one-possession game. Gilbert into the front court, dribbling toward the right side. Gives it to Proctor near the corner. Finds Gilbert on the wing. He's going to go pull up for the jumper, and he's fouled on the way up. Wyatt Gilbert goes to the line for a pair of free throws with 6:53 left in the third quarter. Grayson Sims picks up his first personal foul. That's the first team foul against Russell here in the second half. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 7 points so far this evening. First shot is up. Good. I think Mount Home has 1 point too many on the scoreboard. But Gilbert does get both free throws. He has 9 points. It says 28-27. I think it should be 28-26. Unless there's something I missed. Here is May into the front court. Gives over to Sims on the right side. Now to Carter. Over to Allen on the left. Allen's going to drill towards the paint. Now kicks out to May. Okay, they've corrected the score. It's 28-26. Ball goes over to Carter on the right side. Down to Brockus near the baseline. Tries to throw down. Now May picks it up. Over to Carter on the right side. Carter drills towards the paint. Kicks out to May on the left wing. Up top to Sims. He's going to try for the long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes to Jones. Back comes Mountain Home with a chance to tie or possibly take their first lead of the night. This game's had no lead changes and two ties so far. 6:09 left in the third quarter. It's a 28-26 Russell advantage. Proctor heads on the right side, throws up top to Jones. Over to Gilbert on the left. To McGee near the free throw line. He's going to pull up for the jumper for the tie. No good. Carter gets the rebound. Back comes Russellville. Quickly is May into the front court. He's going into the lane, going in for the layup. He gets the basket, and he draws the contact. Darnay May will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 5:51. Let's play in the third quarter. Dawson Tabor has picked up his third personal foul. That's the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So 5:51 left in the third as May will go for the three-point play. But first, Dawson Tabor will check out of the game with his third foul as Reed Ellison comes back in. Dawson spent much of the first half on the bench with after he picked up his second foul. So May's free throw attempt is up and good. He's now 2 of 3 from the free throw line with 10 points. 31-26, Cyclones up. Gilbert into the front court with 5:45 left in the third. Looks like Russell's going with his own defense this time. Maybe a 1-3-1. I haven't seen that a whole lot, a couple times. Gilbert with it just inside the half-court strike. Tries to throw it to Jones. Pass goes over his head. Jones is able to keep it from going out of bounds, and Mountain Home will keep possession of it. Ball goes back up top to Gilbert. He finds Jones up at the top. Now Ellison has it. Gives it to Gilbert on the left side. Gilbert's going to drill down into the corner. Now kicks it back out to Proctor. Now Jones has it on the left wing. Down to McGee in the right corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. He rolls around, will not go, and Brock gets a rebound, and back comes Russellville. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here's Carter with it near the right corner. He kicks it back out to May. Near the top to Sims. Over to May on the right side. Now to Allen near the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. It's a little short, no good. Chases down his own long rebound. Goes into the lane for the layup. Off the glass and in. Trey Allen now in double figures with 10 points. 33-26, Russellville up. 4:32 left in the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to McGee on the right side. Down to Jones in the corner. He's met by a double team. Has the ball knocked away. And Russell comes up with a steal. Sims throws it over to May on the left side. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good, and it's a double-digit lead for Russellville. And that's the time I knew Josh Fulcher was going to call a timeout. So we will break with 4:13. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Russellville leading Mount Tom 36-26. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Matt's home taking the timeout with 4:13. Let's play in the third quarter after Russell goes up by double digits. 36-26. Russell up with 4:12 left in the third. Here is Gilbert into the front court. Gives it to McGee. To Jones at the right elbow. He's going to go down towards the low block. They're going to call a foul before his layup attempt. Savion Brock picks up his first personal foul. That's the second team foul against Russellville here in the second half. Gilbert takes an inbound pass in the left corner, drills the elbow, kicks it up top to Ellison. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Jones gets offensive rebound. He's going to pull up for the jumper in the paint. That one won't go either, and this time the rebound comes to the Cyclones. Back quickly comes Sims. He's going into the lane for the layup. He gets the basket, and he draws the foul. Grayson Sims now in double figures. He's going to go to the line for the three-point play. With 3:45, let's play in the third. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his second personal foul. That's the second team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. And 3:45 left in the third as Sims will be at the line for his first free throw of the night. His shot is up and good. 12 points for Grayson Sims. He's one of three players in double figures for the Cyclones. 39-26, Russell up. Here is Gilbert back the other way. Gives it to Proctor on the left side. Now back to Gilbert. Over to McGee near the top. Over to Gilbert on the left side. He's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Russell. I think it was. And it will be Mattel's ball with 3:29 left in the third. Luke Proctor is going to check out of the game as Dawson Tabor comes back in. Again, Tabor will come in with three fouls. Ellison will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Tabor, who immediately puts up the shot. Shot's blocked. He gets his own rebound, though. Kicks over to Jones. He's going to put up the jumper. Good. Matt Jones with 17 points on the night. 39-28. Russellville up. 3:15 left in the third. Ball goes over to Carter on the right side. Down to Allen in the corner. Allen's going to drill out to the wing. Throws up top to May. He's going to try for another three-pointer. Good. Kanye May now is 16 points. 42-28, Russell up, 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Gilbert with it on the left side to Ellison in the corner. Out to Jones, he's going to drill into the lane, going in for the layup shot. It's blocked by Russell, and they come up with the basketball. Bay quickly back to the lane. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws the blocking foul from Wyatt Gilbert, and Donnie May will head to the free throw line with 2:45 left to play in the third quarter. That is Gilbert's third personal foul, the 13th foul against Mattanome here in the second half. So Donnie May back at the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 3 with 16 points. And now before the free throws, though, Now Tom's going to call another timeout. We'll break with 2:45 left to play in the third quarter. It is Russellville leading Mountain Home 42-28. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you thinking you've missed the window of opportunity for a record low home mortgage or a refi? At Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, the window is still wide open. Plus, we've got friendly hometown home loan experts to help you. Call Farmers and Merchants Bank or the Bank of Fayetteville and ask to speak to a mortgage specialist near you. Turn the window of opportunity into a new front door. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Donnie May will come out of the Mountain Home timeout with a pair of free throws to try to build on Russellville's 14-point advantage. Right now, Cyclones are up 42-28 with 2:45 left to play in the third quarter. Again, the winner of this game will be the one seed out of the West going into the Class 5A state tournament next week, and will play Hot Springs Tuesday afternoon at 1. The other team will play Wednesday night at 7 against Hot Springs Lakeside. So Donnie May takes the ball from the official. First free throw is up and good. Tell you what, this Donnie Main, he still has one more year left after this. He's just a junior. When they came to the hangar, and he hung 30 on Mountain Home that night. His second free throw will not go. Rebound comes to Matt Jones. Wyatt Gilbert walked the ball into the front court as Mountain Home trails by 15. Here is McGee giving it back to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbling on the left side, trying to get out of a double team. Kicks over to Ellison on the left side. Now to Jones to the elbow. Over to McGee on the right. McGee will throw it up top to Gilbert. To Jones at the elbow. Finds Ellison on a low block. Goes in for the layup. Good! And he draws contact. Reed Ellison will go to the line for the three-point play with 2:21. Let's play in the third quarter. Marcus Jackson's going to come back in for Russellville, replacing Caleb Carter. That foul is on Savion Brock. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number three against Russellville here in the second half. Free throw for Ellison is up and in. His first 3 points of the night. 43-31, Cyclones up. Here, May into the front court with 2:20 left in the third. Sims has it, gives it over to Jackson on the left side. Down to May in the corner. May's going to drill down towards the lane, kicks over to Brock just outside the low block. Now top to Jackson. He tries to throw it to Brock. Ball goes out of bounds as the pass goes behind him. I don't think he was expecting that. That's just Russellville's second turnover of the night. Jones with 2:07. Let's play in the third. Cyclones up by a dozen as Gilbert's into the front court. 43-31 is the count. Gilbert with a top, dribbles to the elbow, kicks over to McGee on the right corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Jake McGee with 5 points on the night. Back to a single-digit margin. 43-34. Russellville up with 1:46 left in the third. May into the front court. Throws over to Sims on the left side. Now Jackson has on the right. Over to May on the left. May's going to drill towards the free throw line. Now he's going to go over to the elbow. Kicks over to Allen. He's going to put it at the three-pointer. No good. May tips it back up. He can't get it to go, but he draws contact. He'll head to the free throw line with a minute and a half left in the third. Matt Jones picks up his second personal foul. That is the 14th foul. Against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Donnie May back to the free throw line, where so far he is, I believe, 3 of 5 from the free throw line. First free throw's up, no good. So one more free throw to try to put Russellville back up by double digits. So May takes the ball from the official. Second shot is up. Good, he gets one of two. 44-34, Russellville up, a minute and a half left in the third. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers, dribbling on the right side. Finds Jones at the elbow. He's immediately going to put up the turnaround jumper. Good. Matt Jones with 19 points on the night. 44-36. Margin cut back down to 8. Here is May with it. Gives it to Sims on the left side. Down to Allen in the corner. Back out to Sims on the wing. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Will not go. May tips it back up and in, though. Kanye May with the tip in. Back to a 10-point margin. 46-36, Cyclones up. 54 seconds left in the third. Gilbert with it on the right side. Gets it to Jones. He's going to put up another turnaround jumper, and he gets it. And Jones with 21 points. 46-38, Russell up. 45 seconds left in the third. May across the timeline. Don't know if Russell's going to hold for the last shot of the period or not. In a couple years, they wouldn't be doing this again starting in the 2022-2023 season. Arkansas is going to add a 35-second shot clock to senior high school basketball. Down to 25 seconds left. May still dribbling out there. No one really going out there on him. Down to 15 as May takes the screen. He's drilling toward the elbow. Kicks out Sims on the wing. Down to May in the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. My goodness, Kanye May sliding it up in this quarter. And back quickly comes Gilbert. Down to 4 seconds. He's going to put up the three-pointer to try to beat the buzzer. Good! Dwight Gilbert with 12 points. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter as the margins cut back to single digits. With 8 minutes left to play in this one, our score, Russellville leading Mountain Home 49-41. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed COVID safety guidelines.